malignant. In the third hour in the family surgical waiting area, my brother asks if I'm going to write a book about our mother's cancer, and I shrug because there's not much to say about the lump or the MRI with the blue dye snaking toward her lymph nodes, or the medical-grade saran wrap and sports bra the surgeon called a binder, which, when she's home later, we'll chip away at, and I won't point out the irony of her saying it's killing her to wear it, because all that is still far away from the room where we sit with our books and technologies with other waiting families and boxes of Kleenex, and I know he's just making small talk, which is better than our sister mumbling to herself or anyone who will listen right now, prattling on about the miracle of split screens on her laptop. But the truth is, I'm not sure what it means to call us family, beyond a shared concern and a smidge of DNA, each of us like planets orbiting the same sun, but never making real contact, which is reserved instead for the ones we choose to love. Like his wife, whose wedding dress cost more than my bathroom, at home with her feet propped up, days from giving birth, and waiting for the cupcake he bought her at the cafe down the hall. But I can't tell him any of this, especially not today, because it's clear, as malignant cells under a microscope, we don't know each other at all.